Did you know the risk of cancer does not stop at the scene of a fire? Firefighters are constantly exposed to diesel exhaust fumes and other airborne toxins that get trapped inside the station. Protect yourself with MagnaGrip through the combination of MagnaGrip exhaust removal systems and AirHawk air purification systems. Learn more at MagnaGrip.com. This fire engineering podcast is made possible by Tincata Protective Fabrics. The global leader in flame-resistant fabrics, Tincata Protective Fabrics enables millions of people worldwide to be great at what they do. Generations of industry professionals serving in the fire service, industrial, and military industries rely on Tincata Fabrics for safety, comfort, and confidence. From the harshest working conditions to the welcoming site of home, Tincata recognizes the people they're protecting are unique individuals whose lives extend beyond work. Supporting a world of evolving needs, Tincata's innovations lead the way in user-centric design, technology, and sustainability around the globe. To learn more, please visit tincatafabrics.com.
Hey, Halton here, and I just want to take a few seconds to remind you we're just 4 weeks away from FDIC. Hot classes are filling up fast. There is space left in a few of the workshops. Please sign up now. Don't miss out on an opportunity to get CAPC credit, attend some of the greatest events in firefighting. This April, go to FDIC.com.
You're listening to Fire Engineering Radio, the future firefighter podcast with host Chris Baker.
Attention, Company 3, Company 2, Engine 9, Engine 12, Operator 1, Battalion 2, District 604, C. Charles. Structure fire, Washington and Union.
Join him and his guests as they discuss how to engage with future members of the fire service through mentorship as they seek a career in the fire service.
Control.
Good evening and welcome to this episode of Fire Engineering Radio, the Future Firefighter Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Baker, and tonight we have an excellent guest on the podcast. Joining me is Captain Julie Ryder from the Consumnes Fire Department. Captain Ryder began her fire service career as a fire intern through the Consumnes River College Fire Intern Program in 1997. She previously worked as a paralegal for an attorney while attending college until she was hired as a firefighter EMT with the Elk Grove Fire Department in 1999. Captain Ryder has 23 years of experience in the fire service. During her tenure, she has mentored, taught, and inspired fellow firefighters, interns, and recruits, and is committed to finding new innovative ways to connect the community with the Consumnes Fire Department. Captain Ryder is currently assigned to the EMS division as a day shift EMS captain. In addition to the EMS related programs, Captain Ryder is also engaged in several department programs. For example, she created a marketing team after the consolidation to the Consumnes Fire Department and implemented the Consumnes Fire's Citizen Fire Academy, an academy for 16 plus year old experience a day in the life of a firefighter as a recruitment tool. Also an active member of the Consumnes Fire Department Peer Support Team and Regional Peer Support, Fire Academy PT Instructor, Social Media Administrator, a Committee Member for Regional Diversity and Recruitment, Safety Committee Member, and member of the Golden State Women in the Fire Service. Captain Ryder has spent her entire career with a focused purpose on outreach and recruitment and has helped many future firefighters navigate a path into the fire service. Captain Ryder, welcome.
Thank you, Chris. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited to speak with you today.
Well, thank you for the gift of your time and thank you for your patience. I know we've been coordinating this episode over the past few months and I'm just honored and humbled for the opportunity to share a discussion with you today.
Thank you. I mirror that same sentiment.
So we got connected through social media, and after I've recorded a couple Sacramento episodes with Captain Erica Insulin from the Sacramento Fire Department, and also with Tim White with Sac Metro. We were connected, and it's just an awesome opportunity. As you know, I live in the Sacramento area, and I'm excited for the opportunity to highlight another fire department here in our community.
Well, I'm excited to share about our agency.
So let's go ahead and get started. For the listeners out in the audience, can you please share how you got your start in the fire service?
Sure. Back in like 1995, I moved to the Elk Grove area, and there was such explosive growth at the time, which, as you can imagine, has not slowed down very much except for during the recession. So there was a park that was being built near my house, and I took my little toddler down to the park as it was finished the construction. They did a park dedication, and there was a fire engine there. They were handing out stickers and badges. So I saw a woman there, and I was completely intrigued, and I looked at her and thought, wow, that woman is a firefighter. Like, how amazing is that? Didn't really think much of it. And I believe, like, sometimes, like, there's divine inspiration. Like, a month later, I ran into an old lifeguard friend who was employed at Elk Grove Fire Department, and I asked him if I could come do a ride along. So I came on a ride along, and I immediately felt that spark watching the camaraderie and the teamwork. And what really interested me is the station life from the minute a tone goes off, and how you could be jovial and having fun at the firehouse, that banter and relationship, to becoming like laser focused on the call. You get to the rig, you get your gear on fast, and they get to the call, and without any instruction, like, everybody went to work and knew what to do. And that teamwork just inspired me, and just like this burning desire to become a firefighter from that moment on. I was currently employed as a paralegal for an attorney in the Elk Grove area, and he tried to convince me not to do it. He said, oh my gosh, that's dangerous. It's too scary. Don't do it. But I really felt that passion and drive. So I took an EMT class. I looked into the CRC internship program, and I pretty much worked every day but Sundays for 2 years straight to help become a firefighter. Once I completed my EMT and the CRC internship, I started being able to apply for fire departments through the Sacramento region and actually through California. I even tested for Phoenix Fire Department in Arizona. And back in that day, that was before online services. So everywhere you went, you had to go in, pick up an application, fill out the application, go back, and then go back to that respective agency to do a physical ability test, an assessment for EMS. So it was quite the experience. And ultimately, I ended up landing here. I was blessed to be able to apply here. That it just time-wise, 2 years after I had been an intern, they had an application process. I tested, and I got hired. And I've been here 23 years, and I have literally loved every day of my career. It's been amazing, amazing journey.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that for our listeners. And I'm sure your story is a lot like others' stories, and it's amazing when we find out about the fire service and we embark on our journey and how we get started on this career. So for the listeners, if you can kind of share, I know you're a current day shift EMS captain. If you can share for the listeners what your current roles and responsibilities are for the Consumnes Fire Department.
Sure thing. I am a EMS captain, basically a day shift personnel. So I work 7-5 Monday through Thursday. I coordinate and manage our controlled substance program. I also run our CPR program and evaluate the CPR cases and other duties as assigned. And as you mentioned earlier, I definitely work in recruitment outreach. I assist with our hiring process. I'm on a lot of committees through our agency internally, and also through the Sacramento region. And I'm very passionate about all those things.
Well, it sounds like you have a full plate, and it sounds like you wear many hats, and like a lot of us in the fire service, where there's an opportunity, we were able to apply ourselves and fill those needs for our agencies. So I know a little bit about your department. Back in 2019, I taught at FDIC, the Fire Department Instructors Conference in Indiana, and I had the opportunity, it was kind of a funny story, got to the airport to fly back to California at the end of the conference, and our airplane broke. So we're sitting there in the hangar of the airport waiting to board, and they give us the bad news that, you know, hey, there's a delay, there's a problem with the aircraft. And I was like, oh, you know, I just want to get home. It was really late. I think it was like around 11 o'clock at night. And I ran into somebody from California, which is really funny, because usually at these big fire conference, usually you only see about a handful of people from California. And so I was like excited. I was like, oh, wow, you're from California. I was like, well, where are you from? He's like, well, I'm from Sacramento. And I was like, oh, awesome. I was like, that's, you know, I'm from that area too. And so we ended up changing our flight. We ended up sitting next to each other on the plane. And in that flight from Indianapolis back to Sacramento, he shared with me about a 3-hour presentation on the Consumnis Fire Department. And after 3 hours, I learned a lot about Captain Kirk McKenzie, retired captain from Consumnis, and a lot of the technology, the virtual reality, a lot of the cool stuff that you guys were doing back in 2019 and 2020. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. This is really cool. That flight was like really short. I learned a lot. And we ended up actually, we had to go to a different airport. And we actually were able to spend a lot of time, as we were able to get a rental car to drive back to our destinations. And it was a great conversation. So that's kind of where I first heard about the Consumnis Fire Department and all the cool things that you guys were doing. So over the last couple of years, I've been following you guys on social media and the different things that you're doing, not only in the Sacramento area, but in the nation, across the country. So if you can kind of share for the listeners a little bit about the Consumnis Fire Department, and I know it's in the Sacramento area, our previous guests from Sac Metro and Sac City, and I know a lot of the listeners have questions about the fire departments that are in this area. So Captain Ryder, if you can just share a little bit about your agency.
Thank you. Well, we are an all-risk fire department, much like our neighboring agencies, which means that we cover structural and wildland firefighting. We are an ALS response. All of our units have a paramedic, at least one. We also are a transporting agency, which means we have 9 ALS engines. We have 8 ALS ambulances and 1 ALS ladder truck and 1 tiller that's on order currently, as well as a new station that's being built, you know, as we speak. A groundbreaking is happening tomorrow. Additionally, we also have like Swiftwater, we're Swiftwater Rescue trained, technical search and rescue to type 1, and hazmat first responders. We also cross staff at our agency, our type 3s and our type 5s for our, you know, wildland response. We also are very actively engaged in the OES type 1 and type 3 mutual aid response. And we do have a special operations division within our agency as well. And we do have several members of our agency that are members of the USAR Task Force 7 out of Sacramento.
Wow. It sounds like an awesome agency. You guys have pretty much everything. And I bet you're really excited for the new station and that new tiller that's on order.
Oh, yes. We also have what I consider like we're a smaller agency with still that like smaller feel. We have about 165 line personnel. We have 20 of our safety employees that are on days that work within our like fire prevention bureau, as well as our EMS division and our training and spec ops. as well as about 20 administrative staff that are our non-sworn personnel. We are adapting to the growing and diverse population that our agency responds to within the greater Elk Grove and Galt area and like southern Sacramento County. So we just have this very large footprint and serving about 157 square miles.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a big footprint in the Elk Grove Galt area. If you can discuss a little bit about the umbrella organization, the Consumnis Community Services District, and how the Consumnis Fire Department kind of fits under that umbrella.
Sure. So a community service district, it's basically governed by five board members that are duly elected from the community, and they are our community members within the area of our district. And basically what they do is they approve the policies and operations and control and planning of the services that we provide. The type of services that we provide within the community service district is, you know, fire rescue EMS, but also parks and recreation services. And again, that's in the Elk Grove, Galt, and Southern Sacramento region. We're tax funded through like lighting and landscape fees and from different funding sources through like construction and development and agreements with the developers.
And I know it's a beautiful area. I've traveled to the Elk Grove, Galt area. And for the listeners, if you haven't had the opportunity to come to the Elk Grove, Galt area of Sacramento, it's a beautiful area. And your department, it's well-funded, it's well-established. And like you mentioned, the tiller on order and the new station, very progressive, forward-leaning department. So I know currently you're accepting applications for entry-level firefighter and you have a current recruitment. For the listeners out in the audience, I'll include the links in the show notes. So just go to the futurefirefighterpodcast.com, go to this episode, and on there you can click for the announcement and the link to be able to apply on government jobs. So Captain Ryder, if you can share a little bit about the entry-level firefighter recruit position and a little bit about the hiring process.
As an entry level, they come in as a fire recruit and they need to be obviously to apply 18 years or older, have a high school diploma or a GED equivalent. We also ask they have an EMT. Paramedic is preferred, and that can be either a national registry or a state license. And then we have some referrals. We prefer that they've been through our fire internship program or an equivalent type fire program. Military veterans are highly desirable as well because they understand like the team atmosphere and the paramilitary type of organization. Other things that we ask of the applicant is they have to be on the FCTC statewide eligibility list, which is where they go and sign up and take a written exam, and they must pass with a 70% or higher, and then also take a physical ability test through that same agency. And we ask that they have that by the date of their close of application, April 10th. So they have to have it by April 10th, 2021 to apply, and then anything current. And they have to have a California driver's license as well. Through our process, there's much like a lot of agencies, we start with an oral board interview. So if you go through the process and you make it through the application pool and they invite you back, then the first thing that will happen is you get invited to an oral board interview where you'll be interviewed by a panel of a firefighter, an engineer, and a captain on each panel. And then if you successfully complete that portion, we invite you back for an EMS skills assessment center. And then once that's complete, they select, you know, they select the top, how many people we're hiring to come to a chief's interview. And then once they receive that chief's interview, The chief will make recommendations and he will make conditional offers of employment. Because we have like a very thorough like background investigation, a medical eval, and things that you have to do before we can give an unconditional offer. So everything is conditional at that point until you complete a background investigation and a medical assessment.
To date, I've assisted 83 candidates achieve a career position in the fire service. And one of those candidates received a position with your agency. And so I assisted him through the process from the application all the way through the job offer. And so he just passed probation. He has shared a lot about the process and how excited he is to work for your agency, what we consider a destination department. So for the listeners that are out there, it is possible for you to apply for this position and to receive this position, but it takes a lot of work. So if you want something out of the fire service, you have to put something into it. And I will share from my aspect as a mentor, it is a rigorous process because they're looking for the best fit for their agency. And it is a lot of work, but it's well worth the reward. So for the listeners, Captain Ryder, what is your agency currently doing to increase diversity, equity, and inclusion in the greater Sacramento area?
Number one, like people are our greatest assets in our agency alone. I mean, we look for a high quality workforce. And with DEI, I think it is such an important piece to reflect your community. And we are a very growing and diverse population. So it's been very rewarding to work within the Sacramento region. I've been a part of the Sacramento Regional Diversity Committee for about 5 years. And also our fire chief is currently the chair of that. And we have several other members that sit on that. We work with and collaborate with the Sacramento, with our regional partners. And we have just an excellent working relationship because we are all recruiting and we all are looking for somebody that is ready to join the fire service. And we decided to come together and look at all the aspects of diversity and how we can be more inclusive and how we can get more people. And one way from that has been birthed different programs within the region. We have a high school within our Elk Grove community or Elk Grove Unified School District that started a medical pathway program. And we work very closely with them to provide any like CPR training, first aid. We speak about the fire department and we try to get high school kids like pathwaying into the fire service. We work with lifeguards, sporting agencies to try and look for those people that might, you know, be excited to join this force. With the Golden State Women in the Fire Service, there has been, that's another way that we've been looking at how we can get more women to join the fire service. It's a very difficult avenue for women. I think one, it's because I never heard about the fire service when I was a kid. I had a fire station that was about 6 blocks from where I lived. I cannot honestly tell you I ever even heard a siren or saw an engine go by, like ever. I never thought that that was a possibility. I don't believe or remember having a job fair that talked about firefighting. That just wasn't something that was out there and inclusive. And I think we've been doing a very good job working within the region to create that diversity. With Consumnes River College, we have a fire intern program that works directly within our agency. And one thing that we started over at Consumnes River also prior to COVID, so we haven't been able to revisit it, but we started a program called Women in Trades. And we worked together to go and speak at the local high schools and talk about like the different career paths that women can take that maybe they didn't know that they could be a welder or a firefighter or a police officer, because it's just not something that has been discussed maybe at home or as an option.
And I know that the Consumnis Fire Department is leading the way, not only in the greater Sacramento area in California, but also across the country. Just even from my flight that I had with retired Captain Kirk McKenzie, I was able to hear all of the great and exciting things that you guys are doing. So for the listeners, please go to the futurefirefighterpodcast.com, go to the landing page for this episode. There I will include the link for the Consumnis Fire Department. Their website is yourcsd.com. And please go and read and learn about all the great and exciting things that they're doing in the fire service. Extremely progressive, forward-leaning fire district here in the greater Sacramento area. So, Captain Ryder, thank you for sharing all that with me. Now, if the listeners wanted to be able to contact you, what would be the best way for them to reach out and ask you a question or write you an email?
There's a few ways. I currently, like on our website at yourcsd.com, you can go under fire recruitment, and there is a section under there for a recruitment interest card. And if they fill that out, that actually comes directly to me, and I can respond to them through that email. Or they can just email me directly, julieryder@csdfire.com, and they can reach out to me and ask me any questions. I'm happy to help mentor anyone that's interested in applying for our agency or just interested in a pathway into the fire service.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that. So please reach out if you have any questions for Captain Ryder. She was in your position. She was a fire intern. And she was able to land this dream job in the fire service. And now she gets to pay it forward as a captain for the Consumnis Fire Department. She's able to help assist future applicants apply through the process. And hopefully, if you're able to land this dream position with a destination department, she could possibly be that difference for you. So please reach out if you have any questions. Please reach out and send her an email. She's also the administrator for social media. So please follow Consumnis Fire Department on social media. They're on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. So please follow them. I'll include their social media sites in the landing page. So please go to the website. So, Captain Ryder, how does your agency help recruits through the hiring process?
We hosted a webinar about a week and a half ago for our lateral firefighter recruitment, and we will be hosting a entry level firefighter webinar very soon, and we will be advertising that on social media. We're also putting a date together, hopefully for next week, if not the following week, for a walk and talk open house at our fire training center. We are a state accredited fire academy, and we know that, you know, the fire academy is physically, mentally, and academically very rigorous. There's amazing training that you get, and you also get a great workout every morning. We are going to invite our entry-level firefighters to come join us for a walk and talk. You know, with COVID restrictions, we have lifted the ability to do a station visit, but we thought another avenue could be bringing together some firefighters to walk and talk at the academy, and they could see the drill grounds, they could see where they potentially could come and work, and then talk to academy staff as well as other firefighters that can answer any questions for them.
Awesome. So for the listeners out in the audience, there's multiple communication channels and avenues and opportunities for you. So again, if you want this dream career position in the fire service, you have to put something into it, and that is work. So please feel free to politic, to make connections, network, call the station, see if you can schedule a station visit, go to these walk and talks. There's several webinars. So again, Consumnis Fire Department is forward leading. They're at the tip of the spear. And so they're embracing technology to be able to find ways to be able to make it accessible with COVID restrictions. So please follow them on social media, subscribe to their email blasts, fill out an interest card. I'll include that link in the landing page in the show notes. So all those are different avenues for you to be able to learn more and to be able to network and make a contact. So Captain Ryder, thank you for sharing all of that. I always love, for the previous 38 guests that I've had on this podcast over the last 4.5 years, I've gleaned a lot of information as a mentor on who has mentored my guests and who's made the most difference, the biggest difference in their careers. So if you could kind of share some of your previous mentors and someone that, you know, that made probably the biggest impact in your career, and any pearls of wisdom, any nuggets that you can share with the listeners on how they can receive this dream career position in the fire service.
Sure. I would have to attribute a lot of the mentorship that I received to, I can pinpoint it to a lot of people. I think you collectively get mentorship throughout your career. But if I start back on my very first pathway as an intern and as I wanted to start testing for the fire department, one person in particular, his name was, he's a captain here. His name's Captain Richard Haas. He spent countless hours with many of us going over like oral interview skills. Like if you are not somebody that has the communication background, like that is quite a challenge, trying to talk to a group of people and answer pointed questions. And the, you know, it takes courage to go in there and share your experience. I feel like I've had received like profound perspective from and different qualities from a lot of different captains as I have walked through my career. And I think the biggest thing is the ones that stick out, they basically have instilled like that purpose, pride, and ownership of the agency. I truly love our agency and I love the family atmosphere that it brings. And I love the basically the importance of human relationships, because that's everything that we do is human relationship, not only interacting at the firehouse level, but it's also that external relationship with the community and how we create that customer service and know that we are going to people during their, you know, worst moments of a crisis. It's how you adapt to that or keep that calm during a crisis. I think all those things I've learned throughout my career, and I definitely have to give a huge shout out to Richard Haas.
So lastly, for all the listeners that are out there that are applying for this entry-level position, this dream destination department position, why should they apply and why should they want to become a entry-level firefighter for the Consumnes Fire Department?
I can say that I have loved working here. I think that it's been, like I said, having that human relationship. I think that at the firehouse level, we build great relationships. We treat it like a fire family. And that culture is well received. It doesn't hurt that we have excellent benefits and we have amazing stations. All of our apparatus is new and, you know, in excellent condition. And we pride ourselves on customer service. And for me, that is something I truly hold near and dear to my heart, that we teach others as they come in that, you know, our community is our customers, our people that we work with internally, they're also our customers. And I think it's just, we have a great organization and we have a great management team that is innovative and they're inclusive and they're intentional in their decisions in how we operate. And I think you won't find a better organization. Well, but I am biased.
Yeah, well, no, I'm biased too. It's a dream department, dream agency,
yeah.
Destination department. So for the listeners that are out in the audience, please check out the Consumnes Fire Department yourcsd.com. Please go check out their website. I know a lot of listeners, I know it's a challenge in Northern California and in the greater Sacramento metropolitan area. There's a lot of agencies. But what's interesting about the Consumnis Fire Department, it's a destination department. Once you join the Consumnis Fire Department, you're going to retire with them as an agency. So as far as finding a destination department that has excellent pay and benefits, and it's a smaller agency that has a larger footprint, just like Captain Ryder, there's awesome opportunities to participate on committees and to get involved. And then also within the greater Sacramento region, to be able to serve on diversity committees and recruitment retention committees and technology committees. The previous retired fire captain, Kirk McKenzie, is one of the leading industry experts in the technology integrations with the fire department. So there's a lot of things that are going on. So for the listeners that want to learn more about this agency, this is an awesome opportunity to apply for an entry-level position. And let me share this with you. These opportunities don't come up very often. If you want something out of the fire service, you have to apply. You have to network. You have to go and seek out that information. And trust me, from a mentor that's mentored a candidate that's been successful through this process, this is one of the best agencies that you can work for in California. So Captain Ryder, thank you for this opportunity. I'm glad that we were able to finally connect and share this discussion.
Thank you so much.